This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
I feel weird. I want to go to the bathroom. I just immediately knew it. Welcome to the Fountain Club. Before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more Yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at @SealedForJoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more Yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at @SealedForJoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manhwa spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into chapter 46 and 47 of No Love Zone. My Yaoi sensor never lies. I freaking knew it. When he said around his stomach is weird. Ha ha ha. Fountain gang, assemble. Sevens adding making my boyfriend do the golden fountain into their bucket list. Anyways. Welcome to the Fountain Gang, where the ukes become a living fountain while they're having sexy time. For reals though, someone said this before in another webtoon. I forgot which series it was, but what's up with all the peeing fetish in every webtoon? Like the man. Let the man go to the freaking restroom. We can't be having more fountain piss. It is not clear. It is very yellow and it stinks the hell up. Damn, the power of words though. When he said all those possessive semi crap, damn, I just got all the tinglies from him. Now, we got a taste of all the happy and a surplus of sexy time in exchange for another roller coaster ride of misunderstanding of miscommunication. In case you are just wondering who that person is at the end of the chapter, that was the ex that used up Lee for money while having a wife and kid on the side. Where the hell can I find Gio? We need the husband to beat up this gold digger's ass. What a shameless prick. He was caught in the act of cheating and he still has the guts to show his face again. What a thick face biatch. What a scumbag. Has some guts to call. That's one creepy frick. Run! Effing run. And just thinking back though, did they really break up? Like literally, did they have a conversation of breaking up? Because I don't remember Lee breaking up with him. Not verbally, if that's what I'm thinking of. But then again, I think about it. If any person with half a brain cell would use their brain cell, I think everybody would be on the same page that if someone is caught cheating, it's kind of like a one-way trip out of the door of their relationship, right? 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 Yeah. Okay, so they broke up. Jiyuk is already jealous at this point due to a various of things. He's gonna release all of his anger and frustration on this cheating ex-boyfriend. Bon voyage! I hope you enjoyed today's episode. please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.sealedfujoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manual details can be found in the description below. Again, thank you so much and hope to see you next time.